ordinarily.
Yeah, it's true. It is the goddess of the moon.
Yep. As is Luna.
Yep. And Diana.
And Diana. And so, being that you are a fan, it brings us now to the very big debate that's going on in the fan community right now. Classic versus Crystal. Mm-hmm. And original dub and new dub. What are your thoughts?
Well, as far as the new dub versus the old dub, just the fact that it's completely uncut and an actual, a truer translation than kind of dumbing it down is just makes it so much better. And I've met a bunch of the actors and actresses who work on the show, and they're all phenomenal, and they're just amazing people, and they do a great job. And also, holy shit, I think Sally Fox as Chibi Usa. Oh my God. She's actually perfect. she was actually just recently announced, I guess like a month ago, something. But yeah, no, I think it's
true. I think it was a Katsu, if I'm not mistaken.
Because actually, when I went back, when I was probably early college, watched the entirety, all 220 episodes or 200 episodes of, the entire series in Japanese. Cause I wanted to see what the actual story was as opposed to Deke Stupid. And then as far as Crystal versus Classic, I mean, as someone who likes, I mean, I appreciate the fact that they follow the manga more closely, and it's a lot more fast paced. I think it honestly could have been executed better. I think it has a lot of potential, but not that Toei, nothing that Toei just didn't run with it. And I can't imagine Toei doesn't have the budget to make it amazing, which really surprised a lot of people as well as myself. And actually, almost kind of disappointed me. Like, I mean, at this point, I used to watch it, like, every 2 weeks, like, when it was released, when I'd wake up in the morning on Saturdays. And now I've kind of, like, let it kind of just build up a couple weeks. And because I'm just, like, it's the quality is kind of hit or miss. And I don't know. It's just, but I don't know. I just wish it was better, but it's not.
But you think that this new rendition, it's not the story, it's the way, it's the medium in which they're trying to present it.
Like, like I said, Toei is a massive production company, and they also put out the Precure series, which is a massive franchise in Japan. And I'm like, you definitely have the money for this, but they just pretty much shafted it in favor of Precure, which has pretty decent animation and all that stuff. And I don't know, it's just, yeah, from that aspect, it was pretty disappointing. Storytelling's pretty good, though, because, like I said, it follows the manga very closely. And also, I did like that you see more of, since she's my girl, you see more of Venus taking the leadership role as the leader of the Inner Senshi.
And do you think that it's just... Do you think that you say it has potential. I mean, what as a fan do you think would make it finally achieve its potential?
The better animation quality, pretty much. Mm. It's a lot with the art. It's pretty weak for what it was. I mean, I like the art style in theory, but then you get to their animating it and it just looks really lazy and sloppy.
Do you think it also could be because they are working the project week to week, as far as its animation, like they're pretty much doing episodes?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do that. It's pretty common with most anime, but they have every 2 weeks, which is why I'm like, why is this not better? What is this?
Well, then the debate continues, folks. Mm-hmm. But of course, Sailor Moon is not your only anime. So would you like to tell me about some of the other ones that that you've favorited over the years?
Well, recently I've been watching I've been keeping up with like the seasons that have been coming out. I highly recommend watching Shirobako, which is an anime about making anime. It's very fascinating, and I think every anime fan should definitely give it a shot because it kind of gives you an insight of like what kind of what happens and like what happens behind the scenes and stuff that we wouldn't necessarily understand as Americans getting anime from overseas. And it's just, it's a very interesting behind the scenes look. I also, my favorite series, one of my favorite series is Macross Frontier, because it's two things I love, idols and mecha.
That's always a good combination.
And Kill la Kill's a really cool show. I really enjoyed it. It has, it really, like, it just, it has a special place in my heart as far as, like, just, like, you know, the whole thing with Nanon and also just the friends I've made through the fandom and just kind of just the experiences I've had. I've gotten to meet the character designer and the director at Anime Expo last year, which was amazing just because of being in the Kill la Kill fandom. And it was, so it's really, that one's really cool. What else do I like? I don't know. I just watch everything. I pretty much stick with, like, well, obviously Magical Girls and Idol series, and then like more actiony stuff. Occasionally I'll watch a shoujo, but I'm mostly more of shonen most of the time. I do, I really should catch up on One Piece. I really like One Piece, but I haven't, have kind of fallen out of it for right now.
And do you think,
and also Fairy Tail as well.
And do you think there'll be any new cosplays coming from those two?
I would love to do more Erza costumes. I actually just purchased a ponytail wig to do a couple of her outfits that have her hair up as opposed to down. And One Piece, I'd love to make another Boa Hancock outfit because she's awesome. And I made her main default red outfit a couple of years ago, and it was a very big disappointment to myself. So I'm like, probably should redeem myself eventually.
Well, it's always, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Exactly.
And going on to that ethic of cosplay, what do you think about the cosplay element of self-expression, first of all, and the image you're trying to portray with your cosplay?
I mean, I don't, as someone, I guess, I cosplay because I really enjoy creating things and just having fun with my friends and going to conventions and making art with photographers and other cosplayers, which I guess is really what I like. I put more of my attention into my crafting. Like, I'm very particular about, like, my fabrics and the textures and, like, how certain things are built and, like, putting seams in places where seams need to be and agonizing over the fact that they don't draw characters with seams and, you know, it's... So I guess it's an outlet, a creative outlet. I've always been a creative, and so it's just a nice hobby to have.
Indeed. And what do you think about the do-it-yourself nature of it, especially with, you know, you're sewing your own costumes, designing them, putting the props together, all that?
I love it. I think it's great. I've only been doing that. It's still kind of a strange thing to me to want to just buy a costume and wear it, where I've worked at my skills over the past 9 years and... It gives me more a sense of satisfaction as well with being like, I made this and I'm wearing it and like all this stuff.
Indeed. And what do you think? Do you believe that one must have an artist's kind of touch and mindset to be a cosplayer? Do you think really cosplay is for everyone?
Yeah, definitely. It's for everyone. You just have to have the right attitude. You need to just go into it with what you know, what you want out of it, and just don't let other people kind of dictate what you like should be enjoying about it or not enjoying about it. And But yeah, no, I think it is for everyone. I mean, I know a lot of people love dressing up for Halloween. It's just Halloween all year round. So it's just a fun thing. And also, especially with the fact that the availability of buying costumes, commissioning costumes.